On the injury front, just briefly before we get going, we have a number of players who won't practice today. That does not mean that they won't play in the game, but they won't be out there today. Dawkins, Ayers, Goodman, McBath, Woodyard, Champ Bailey, Eddie Royal, Vickerson, and Brandon Lloyd. So you won't see those guys at practice. We start our preparation for Oakland this morning. This is a team that has great size, great speed, a very physical team. And the best way to describe them, all in all, would be explosive. They can create big plays in really any phase of the game. They've scored on a long field. They've really dominated people in the kicking game. They've created turnovers, and they challenge you really in every phase. Coach Cable does a great job of getting them ready to play on the road. They're 4-2 in division games on the road since 2008. They've won two in a row here at Invesco Field, and certainly outplayed us, outcoached us, out-schemed us, out-adjusted us last December when they beat us here the last time we played them. So it's offensively a great running game with big fast backs. Every receiver that they throw the ball to has great speed and size. And one of the better football players that we'll play all year is their tight end, Miller, who may not be the fastest guy, may not be the biggest guy, but he always makes a bunch of critical plays for their offense, particularly third down, red zone, those types of situations. Defensively, it's probably as big of a front seven as we're going to play all year. Smallest guy weighs 255. They're very physical. Seymour's playing at a extremely high level. The young linebacker, McLean, is playing very well inside, never comes off the field. And it got a bunch of guys that have made negative plays in the running game with their front seven. They play a lot of man-to-man coverage. They're fast everywhere in the secondary, which carries right over into their kicking game. This is no question about it, the biggest challenge we'll face all year in terms of their special teams. They got the fastest coverage teams in the league. They probably got the two biggest legs in the league in terms of their kicker and punter. And they got great speed at returner. And they've already helped their team tremendously in terms of winning the San Diego game with a couple block kicks there. Had a bunch of big returns so far this season. And again, it'll be a big challenge for us. So we're already well into our preparation and looking forward to having a great Wednesday to begin our division opponents this week.
They're a team that's been the type that can beat anybody some weeks and lose to the worst teams. Is that probably because of the inconsistency of quarterback they've had over the years?
I don't know about that. They've been ahead in five of the six games they've played this year against no matter who the opponent was. They were in a bunch of close games last year. They won some, they lost some. I'm sure that they would like most organizations and coaches would like to have a stable situation there at quarterback, and they have had some injuries they've had to deal with. May certainly impact their consistency, but it's a team that's so dangerous because they can really beat you in any phase of the game. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be throwing a ball. They can beat you running it. They can beat you on defense. They can beat you in a kicking game. And, we're getting ready for, I don't know which quarterback will actually play this week, but we're getting ready for either of the three that they certainly could put out there. So, it's a team that's certainly got our respect because of what they've been capable of doing against us here at home and what they did to us last year and what they've shown already this year.
How difficult to prepare when you've got three quarterbacks? Very different skill sets.
It won't change their offense, though, I don't think. They're still going to run the football a bunch. They've run it you know, as much or more than most of the teams in the league. They have very few negative runs. They're going to throw the ball down the field to those receivers and tight ends. And really, you know, that's their philosophy. That's their style. They're very good at doing it. And I don't expect that it's going to change dramatically no matter who the quarterback is. I still think that we're going to get challenged in the deep part of the field. We're going to have to play the running game a heck of a lot better than we did last year when we played them in the second game. And, you know, that's really the key. We got to stop those things from happening no matter who the quarterback is.
Josh, with all the stuff that's been made about the excessive hits and head injuries, do you like rule changes in the middle of the year? I mean, you definitely hear complaints from players. Do coaches mind rule changes if they take place in the middle of the year?
Well, it doesn't really matter if I mind it or not because whatever they make a rule or tell us to abide by, we have to do it. And in this case, I'm not sure that they didn't change a rule. They just are going to enforce it a little bit differently. We're just going to coach our guys to try to hit players legally. We've done that, you know, always, and we never want our players to be in the middle of a situation where they're doing something that is, you know, against the rules of the league. We don't want our players to be fined. They don't want to be fined. And at the same time, we want them to play hard. So, and I think our team has really done that for the most part. I think everybody's team does that. You know, it's just a few unfortunate situations kind of got piled into one weekend. And hopefully the entire league will learn from that and try to make sure that we protect one another better as we go forward. But we're going to just continue to make our players aware of what those are so that they can play and understand what the ramifications may be, but still play aggressively.
Josh, can you talk more about your idea for a replay official up in the booth to review those sort of plays?
You know, the one that happened in our game on Sunday wasn't an illegal hit. And I think that if they were going to do something differently during the course of the game to enforce those type of hits, I think that it just makes sense for them to have a chance to double check that they were right about it or wrong about it, one way or the other, because Leonard hit Brandon clean and it was right there on the sideline. He knew he didn't hit him with his head, and he was saying that to the official. I didn't, you know, and he even said, "Coach, I didn't hit him in the head," and he was right. But, you know, that's just such a bang, bang play a lot of the times where you're not quite sure, did he hit the shoulder? Did his shoulder hit him first? Or did he really launch and hit him in the head? So I just think if there was a way that the replay official could help determine whether the thing was actually a foul or not, that would just help clean the game up in that regard. I know it might slow it down a little bit, but you know, when you're talking about things that happen so fast and you're asking the official to be so, you know, critical and analytical on what happened, I think that just makes sense.
With all the stuff that you were saying about Miller before, you guys obviously just played
the tight ends in the league and Keller. How did you think your guys, kind of with the reshaped creative defense, handled Keller, and how did you feel? They use them differently than the tight ends we played in the last few weeks. Keller, I thought we were very mindful of him, you know, on third down in the red zone. We gave him up, you know, that one seam ball there in towards the end of the third quarter. But I think being aware of the player in general and where he's at, because they don't line him up in the same spot, they motion him quite a little bit, and just understanding that when the situation is very critical, you know, during the course of the game, that we need to make sure that we're on top of where he's at and we cover him with the proper leverage and proper technique. And in some cases, we may double cover him because he's that important to their success. And there's some other tight ends that have been, you know, very similar. You know, Dallas Clark, Keller, Heap. You know, we've played a lot of good ones, and we've got to be very mindful of those guys all the time because they're very important to the passing game in Oakland.
Hey, Josh, how would you compare your 2-4 team this year to your 6-0 team last year?
We had 4 more wins last year than we did this year. Other than that, you know, we really haven't thought much about where we were in terms of our improvement, our status, you know, what phases. It's been more focused on this year's team. And what we do know is that we've made some progress in some areas, and then there's some areas that we still need to clean up and do better. And I think a big part of what we discussed in the offseason was focusing on where we were at each week this year, not worrying about what we couldn't control in the past, certainly not looking too far ahead in the future, and trying to maintain some balance between being too high and too low. And I think our team has responded the right way. Now we need to go out and play and coach the right way and try to, you know, get that to be productive on the field on Sundays, because it's great, you know, not getting too low, but it doesn't really, that doesn't mean you're going to win the next week. So we've got to try to turn our mindset and our attitude and our poise and composure into results, and that's really what we're trying to focus on right now.
You know, Sean, before the game, is one of the most hyper-emotional guys you got. He gets really pumped up. But in light of how he started the game with the fumble and the jumping, you have to talk to him about that, that he has to maybe
not
be so emotional?
Each guy has their own way of getting ready for the game. And, you know, certainly you want to try to start the game clean in terms of mental errors or mistakes, you know, things like that. He don't want to make those mistakes any more than anybody else does. So, he gets ready in a little different fashion. There's other players that get ready and display and use their emotion that same way. And he's done that, and he's played very well at the beginning of games too. So I think it's just we're focused on trying to have all our players ready to go and play better earlier in the game. We haven't started well offensively this year in terms of point production, something we need to address as a team, not just as an individual.
One more for Coach Arnie, please.
Josh, how did you assess your four down linemen look? And is that as big an option with Kevin Dickerson's health? Maybe any questions?
The four down lineman was something we felt had a chance to be productive for us last week. We liked a lot of what we got out of that defense and that personnel grouping and the looks that we tried to give the Jets. And it's something that we'll consider as we go forward. We still are without Robert Ayers. We're going to have to line up in some semblance of the 3-4, the 4-3, no matter what the health is of our team. But, you know, as it stands right now, we're probably going to, be able to have either package ready to go. And I think that's probably going to be something that we consider each week as we go forward.